I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I gotta. Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I gotta turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Who matches up in front of you?
No, so I expect you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling? Yeah. Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop talking to me a second.
Put the jack in jackassery.
Shopping cart down a hill.
I'll do it.
I see it
I'll
now.
Do it for free. I'll
see it now. I certainly hope so, because I don't have the money to pay you for it.
Well, I mean, you could slide me a buck.
I could.
You cheap bastard. Wow. It's like SpongeBob meets Mr. Krabs over here.
Get back and forth places.
I have a disability, I would hope. Are you my friend or aren't you?
I don't want to ignore our dozen of fans. That would be terrible.
Our dozen of fans. I like it. We are humble,
but let's make
no worries
for the
rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Hey, what's up, guys? Superman Onyx here. Hey, Wrestle Fit, one of the newest, baddest workouts out there right now. Now, yes, the word wrestling is in it, and I'm providing a wrestling ring, but you won't be wrestling. You won't be doing the headlocks or the slams or the spine busters that I do. Yeah. But what you will be doing is everything that we do to get ready to get in the ring, from kettlebell swings to slam balls to flipping tires to hitting tires to doing Olympic weightlifting movements. Guys, you don't want to miss out on this. Wrestle Fit is the way to go. Get you a little bit of everything. Hope to see you soon.
Raw. We shouldn't say yeah when we go into this Monday Night Raw, at least right at the beginning, because it's sad.
It is sad. Rhea Ripley was forced to vacate the Women's World Championship. All right, she apparently has a sprained AC joint.
Ouch.
Going to keep her out for potentially 2 or 3 months. Fun fact, when I think sprained AC joints, that is what ended Brett Favre's starting streak.
That's wild.
So that tells you what a painful injury it is, because he played through everything.
Yeah, he did.
It was a sprained AC joint in Minnesota that finally ended the Brett Favre starting streak. So that's what I always think of with that.
That's crazy.
Obviously, not what you want, especially right out of WrestleMania, because you would love it if you could be cleared enough to even do a quick get squash something. Mm-hmm. But instead, that's not the case. And you'd like to know that going into Mania if you could, or hold off until Backlash or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead, it's just a relinquish because she got reportedly got hurt on the bike.
I think she went against the wall.
All during when Liv attacked
her.
She
oversold that wall hit. So,
yeah, she really sold. Damn it. Supposed to know something.
She was all into it.
You know, injuries happen in this sport. And I say this sport. Sorry, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Because she said it's not a sport.
Yeah,
it's an intense. Kiss my ass. It's an intense, you know, but it's not a sport. Well, according to Webster's, it is.
Okay. When the Harlem Globetrotters play basketball, it's still a sport. Right? Right?
That's what I would think.
Right?
That's what
it
I
doesn't
think.
Change to a non-board just because the Harlem Globetrotters are out here doing tricks with predetermined scores and stuff, right?
You would think.
Like, it doesn't stop being a sport.
Even
Adam's argument of, oh, I'll call it an exhibition, but my point is, when the Harlem Globetrotters are doing an exhibition where everything is mapped out, it's still a sport.
Yeah. In case you don't
still
know,
a sport.
In case you don't know, folks, the Globetrotters are going over the Generals.
Really?
They're going over the Generals.
Fuck, dude. I put all my money in the Generals.
As talented as the Generals are.
First time I ever gambled and I put all my money on a fucking loser.
What do you do with the women's world title now?
Gamble, kids. Give it to Liv, I guess.
Are we going to get one on Triple H's trusty tournaments?
Oh, for sure. There's a tournament on Monday.
Because Tony Khan and Triple H
love fucking tournaments, man.
Let's build a tournament.
Yes. So, yeah, we're going to have a tournament on Monday, one-night tournament to decide who will be the new Women's World Heavyweight Champion.
All right, let's have this discussion.
Oh, yeah?
Rhea Ripley's got a big championship for being gone 2 to 3 months.
Yes.
Seth Rollins did not.
No.
Roman Reigns does not.
No.
Why?
Well, Roman's was his character more so than being hurt.
Sure. Because, and my point is...
Ooh, I know why. WrestleMania. That's all I got. That's all I got.
But you can admit a little bit of a double standard. Because we don't but know how long Rhea will be out.
I think it could be... I think I heard it could be up to 6 months. Because the short part is, you know, the surgery. The long part is the recovery. Yeah. So it's all... I think that's where... There's a big gap in time frame of recovery. So we'll have the initial surgery, and then we have the 3 to 6 months, and that all depends on how her body responds to surgery, how physical therapy works. Like, there's a lot of factors, and I don't think Seth needed surgery, right? So you can kind of storyline your way around it if he doesn't need surgery. So, I mean, I get everybody's point, but it's a different type of injury. I do believe she has to go under the knife, so that there's a lot of things that come into it, and I think that's probably it. It needs to 100%. She's going to need surgery. Also, that people always seem to forget, the shoulder is not an easy injury to come back from.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing as a knee. Yeah, a knee is terrible to come back from,
sure.
But the shoulder is traditionally the hardest injury to come back from. I mean, Tommy John is a big deal in the world of baseball because you're always going like this, and your arm is not supposed to go that way. So I think it's more the type of injury and the surgery that is needed than what the IWC might want to paint as, oh, why are they doing this to Rhea? Because they wanted to take the title off of their most popular female wrestler in the company. Yeah, that sounds like WWE to me. Yeah, all the dumb shit that's gone on in the decades of WWE, that sounds right. Come on now. I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying
sure.
to the IWC,
because
you're just asking the question.
Sure.
The IWC fucking blew up Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
What do you mean we're going to relinquish the championship? Well, it's a different type of injury, you fucking morons. Get out of your mom's basement and learn something.
Intercontinental champion Sami Zayn defeated Chad Gable, and then Chad Gable viciously assaulted Sami Zayn after the match. The heel turn for Chad Gable... is aficionado.
Yes.
Thoughts?
Yes. Thank you. I've wanted heel Chad Gable for a long time. Now, I don't want him to be the next Kurt Angle. I see so much of Kurt's talent in Chad Gable, and it's ironic as hell that it's the same. He gets the dumb, corny shit over. Now, how about a fucking vicious Chad Gable coming at you like the wrestling machine Kurt Angle used to? And then you got these two other kids, the Creed brothers, that used to be wrestlers. Come on in, guys. Let's get us another faction of fucking wrestlers. They're going to tear the house down. It's going to be great. He's going to claim the Intercontinental Championship. And in 2 years, he will be the World Heavyweight Champion. I didn't say WWE Undisputed. I said world.
All right. We'll mark it down here. So by April 18, 2026,
yes,
he'll be
the champion.
And if not...
And the Creed brothers will be tag team champions.
And if not, Jason McCarthy will eat 10 hot dogs on this show that next year.
I mean, I guess. It's fine.
Or 10. You need to gouge yourself as punishment.
Okay.
So pick a... What food are you willing to almost make yourself sick about?
Steak?
Well, I'm not. 10 states is not reasonable. It needs to be something like
cake.
You will eat a whole cake.
We'll eat a whole cake if he doesn't become champion by 2026.
That by April 18, 2026, that next airing, you will get a store cake and bring it, and then you have to
fuck.
You have to eat the whole thing.
Okay.
Throughout the whole show.
Done. Deal. That's, got it.
Put her there.
There's our first to all the right. buckle bet. It's gonna be a
to the buckle.
Strap in, Buckle Brigade, because it's going to be a minute to fulfill this bet.
2 years.
Two years.
And that's right. We very much expect to be doing this show in 2 years.
Yes, we do. We'll have some more crazy-ass bets.
We're not stopping until the wheels fall off, people, and luckily we're sitting in chairs.
That was my reaction. I loved how they did it. That was just...
I love that you could see the moment he snapped.
Mm-hmm. I love that he was like... The hugging of his wife and come from out of nowhere, and it was a little discombobulated on the outside, and he threw him on the table, but then you get the point. Oh, that's why he threw him like that. Okay, so he could be I wish they would have had a camera planted behind Sammy's wife, because I mean it was all direct. They were doing that for the crowd, but no, they were doing that for Sammy's wife. The way you present to the crowd, they were presenting to her to get her reaction. So I hope somewhere, and I'm sure they did, because WWE and their production values are fucking phenomenal, they're going to show that look on her face when they're going to like split screen it or something. Her face when he's in that, it's going to be epic, man. This is going to do wonders for Chad Gable.
Again, you believe, you know, I know just made our bet, and that'll really happen, but there's a little facetiousness to it. But legitimately, you think within 2 years he's a world champion?
I think he can be. Totally. There's no reason in my mind that says this is not a world champion. That's why Shorty G pissed me off so much. That Jason Jordan being Kurt Angle's kayfabe son pissed me off so much, because you have his clone right here. Right here. You're putting him in dumbass shit. He's making it work?
Shorty G.
Come on. Let's go.
Shorty G.
Give him the ball, man. And I'm not saying you have to do it tomorrow. Sure.
But you want them build towards it.
Yes. Yeah. And Intercontinental Championship rivalries and then eventually an Intercontinental Championship win will help facilitate that, which fills out 2024. And you build him to a certain point. You take the Intercontinental Championship off him, build him to the world title in 2025, win the motherfucking Royal Rumble, beat Cody Rhodes for the World Heavyweight Championship, as he'll have been champion 3 times by then, at WrestleMania, and cement your legacy as the new top amateur wrestler, best wrestler in the world, heel champion.
All right.
It's going to be great.
We'll see if that comes to pass.
I expect royalties if it does, because hard to believe that Triple H is planning out that far. I'm sure he's planning out next year's already and working backwards, but I find it hard to believe that he's looking for 2026.
With stress he's under, he's like, I just hope I'm alive.
That's fair.
He's like, this sucks.
Stress I don't ever wish on anyone.
Cody Rhodes gave thanks to those that helped him at WrestleMania 40.
Solid guy. He's all right.
With his pocket little chain looking.
Like he's a conductor?
Yeah, like he's a... I'm like, are you...
Hey, he's all right.
I'm like...
It's a little pocket watch.
Stop wearing little best things.
Why?
You're not Ric Flair. And Ric Flair pulls that off because it's from his era. See, if Ric Flair was Cody Rhodes' age, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
But he's a heel.
Who?
Cody.
No, he's not.
No, deep down inside, Cody's a heel. He can't help himself. Deep down inside.
Not according to him and his kid.
Nope. He can't help himself. He's too good at it. It comes out. He can't hide it in his promos and the way he carries himself and the things that he does. He can't hide the natural heelness Rhodes.
Have you seen some of the people already starting to get a little edgy on Cody? Have you seen that?
Yeah, wrestling fans are fickle.
We're a fickle bunch. Daniel Bryan got it right, didn't he?
You know,
what are your thoughts on? I don't want to say turn. We haven't turned yet. But what are your thoughts on the euphoria starting to fade for a lot of the fans. That's good terminology, I think. I think that's a fair description. And it fades quickly.
I think it's because he's been out there too much. Like, sure, Valiant champion beat Roman Reigns in a stranglehold on the championship for 4 years, but he's been on every show since WrestleMania. Not really saying all that many different things.
It's
kind of the same promo with slightly different words every time.
People are beginning to complain that all his promos sound the same. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm
not either.
I'm wanting your thoughts on...
He hits kind of the same bullet points, but he structures them a little bit differently. It's Cody Rhodes. He's really good at those, but I don't think you do him any favors by overexposing him, which is why when I was talking to you earlier... And I'm like, I'm glad I didn't buy tickets for Raw that's in Columbus. Not that I didn't want to go, but I really wanted to see Cody Rhodes with that championship.
Sure.
But it really sounds like he's not going to be on Raw.
The way
he made it sound, like Adam Pearce is being cool, you're not going to see me on Raw for a minute. I believe he did say that. You're not going to see me on Raw for a minute.
For what it's worth, on the way here, my father and I were listening to QFM 96, Classic Rock Station. A radio ad did play for Raw, and he was heavily featured in the fact that he'll be there. WWE Universal Champion Cody Rhodes.
That doesn't change my thought process, because that was cut a month ago, yeah. And it's been playing on QFM 96 all month, so you don't really, with those radio spots, they're great for marketing.
Sure.
But sometimes
AEW needs them.
Yeah, they do. But sometimes you have to be like, all right, how many of these people that they're saying do I want to see in case someone doesn't come? And not that I don't want to see Chad Gable live, and not that I don't want to see Jey Uso live.
But there are big draws in there.
Yeah, but I want to go to SummerSlam. And with everything I got going on this summer, it's either do this and maybe see an AEW show or go to SummerSlam, which might never in our state again for God knows how long.
Right.
So, like, that's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, the only reason I'm going is because, our mutual friend Cody had an extra ticket. He was like, you want to go? Sure. I mean, I guess so.
I'm just like, we got the show Saturday. Like, Dynasty's fucking Sunday. I'm not spending another $200 taking me and Jason to fucking Raw because I'm going to buy food and everything else.
I don't even think I'm going to... I might buy food. I don't think I'll buy merch.
Oh, if I was going by myself, I wouldn't buy a goddamn thing.
So I might buy, like, food if I get really hungry, but I don't think I'll be buying merch, because merch selection at live shows, WWE is better than AEW, but they're still not great.
No, yeah, still live don't bring show enough. Merch isn't the best. You're better off just getting it
online. And so I don't think I'll buy, like I said, other than maybe food, I don't think I'll buy a thing. Plus, I'm having a tight month anyway. This wrestling, man.
Right? Jesus. It's fucking $10 for a hot dog. So, yeah. Well, maybe $7 because it's at the shot, but...
Yeah. $7.50.
$7.50.
All right.
Can we get a fucking dime a dog night at Raw, please?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Buck a brat night on SmackDown.
Frankly, if you're looking for a cheap dinner option, dime a dog is good.
Right?
Yeah. Triple H introduced new world tag team titles, Awesome Truth. All right. I want to preface all of this by saying I love R-Truth. His character is wonderful, funny, humorous. This just wasn't the time for that. You are introducing a new era of tag team championships, trying to get us to reinvest on why to take them seriously. You're getting rid of the old red silver penny looking ass things. Thank you. Appreciate that. They weren't great looking.
They were horrible.
Yeah. That's probably.
I believe we had those 14 years.
I think it was since 2014.
Oh, so, is that what that said? It's still 10. Jesus.
Looks like pennies. And the
thing Vince hates the most.
Pennies. He once paid The Undertaker like $2,000 in a bet in pennies. Taker told that story on his podcast.
You
know,
the petty bastard that he is, that does not surprise me.
They had some sort of bet over, I think it was a Washington Redskin at the time, Dallas Cowboys game because Vince, I guess, is a Commanders fan.
Yeah, okay.
And they put like $2,000 on the game because they're rich. And Dallas won. And Vince paid him a couple weeks later in pennies delivered to him. I mean, just you know,
I mean, that's a gag we've all wanted to pull on somebody.
That we wish we had the money to.
Or a fine or something. Yeah. Pay that shit in pennies. So I don't bemoan the man for doing it.
Yeah, Taker goes, all of a sudden there's like this WWE semi-production truck backing up to my house. And he's like, what the? And then
he would have the truck dump it off.
And he said, we open up the truck because he's like, I thought Vince, I don't know, sent me something to prepare for the next year's Mania. He said I wasn't sure I was going to call him after. And he goes, it's just jars and boxes of pennies.
At least he boxed and jarred them.
It's $2,000 worth. And he was like, oh, this son of a...
It probably cost more to load it and transport it than the pennies.
Taker said he had a whole production truck suddenly backing up in his driveway, and he's like... It's the middle of October. What are we doing here? It's
like, sir, there are rules. We can't have loose pennies. They have to be in something if they're going to be traveling at 80 miles an hour down the highway.
He said it was jars and boxes of just pennies.
Jars would keep pennies from falling about the freeway if they fell off
the truck. So he took a whole production truck because it's my damn company. Go take that to Mark. I owe him some money.
That's the best.
Pals, those two. Anywho, back to this. Triple H introduced New World Tag Titles Awesome Truth. I just didn't think this was the time for Truth to do that shit.
No, I think we got the perfect apex last week when he said, I brought the titles back to Judgment Day.
Right.
We didn't need it today.
Like, I was okay with the little Jimmy references. I thought it was
those
a nice
are always
call,
fun.
But, yeah, I thought it was a nice callback. When the Goofy character first started, at one point he was his own, like, Civil War character.
Yes.
Little Jimmy go marching in, hurrah, hurrah. Like, I think that's a cool callback, but when I'm trying to be like, these are serious championships, we need to reinvest and learn how to rebirth these again, or I don't know why I said respect these again, I just didn't think that was the time. For that,
that's fair.
Like Truth could have stayed goofy by just staying there, with that smile on his face, and not completely derail the, you know, the Tommaso Ciampa thing. And like, I just didn't think it was the time for that.
That's fair. Well,
and now again, you are in the pickle of, well, that's your tag team. What do you do?
Yeah, so I think that's almost lose-lose in that situation because it's who he is.
But I think you let Miz do most of the heavy lifting there. Instead, I thought R-Truth did most of that. Again, I think if you keep it to the little Jimmy things, but then when they're having full diatribe and Triple H isn't taking it serious, and like, I just thought that was too hokey for that moment.
Yeah, I don't
it's
like
a party up there.
Funny Triple H.
Well,
like, that's not the Triple H I want to see anymore.
I would prefer we never see Triple H.
I'm aware of how you feel about Hunter.
The only time I ever want to see Triple H, DX reunions. That's it. That's the only time.
It's fine.
Other than that, go sit in Gorilla there, Baldy.
It is his job, is to sit in Gorilla.
Yeah, do your job. So other than DX reunions with Sean, hell with you. Hell with you. I don't care. All right. DIY defeat of the New Day. I didn't do every segment Raw this week given.
Cool.
Because like
it's long. And it's been days.
That's what she said.
Ha ha.
DIY defeat of the New Day and the Creed Brothers become the new number one tag team.
Both of those things.
I would have preferred that anyone else but DIY win this, and this is not DIY hatred. It's because clearly you're going to lose. And the New Day...
You're going to win.
Well, R-Truth and Miz aren't going to have a long run.
Who better to be transitional champions? Nothing against the Miz and R-Truth, but they're a comedy act right now.
But there hasn't been transitional champions in WWE probably since...
All more reason to do it.
All right. I don't think that's happening.
That's fine. I do.
I think DIY takes the L in some fashion.
They better not. They can't afford the loss.
Because I think the New Day should... Because of what I think is happening, the New Day should have won. They take the loss. Then you move on to the Creed Brothers.
And fun fact, I think they're going to do the same thing with Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
they're about to be transitional champions too. Which I don't agree with, but I think that's what they're going to do.
Paul, we could get along if you let us, but you never will.
He does it just to piss you off.
Yeah, clearly. Any thoughts on the match itself? Any other thoughts on Raw that we need to hit?
I mean, I don't. It's DIY, The New Day, and the Creed Brothers. That match is a banger. I love the Creed Brothers.
If I'm right, should New Day have won this match?
If DIY loses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because New Day can avoid the loss. They have so much equity.
And maybe even go way out of left field and make the Creed Brothers take this win and then take the loss, because they're still young. So it's like, all right, they're still learning, which gives the opportunity for Coach Gable to be serious in a group with serious wrestlers. Even though, I mean, the Creed Brothers have their fun and it's cool. They do the cannonball and shit. But, like, yeah, I need to see them get frustrated.
Right. So we'll see what happens. But I don't think DIY's has got a title run coming soon. I don't. We'll see what happens. I hope
they do.
I actually hope you're right. I do. I hope you're right. But I don't think so.
They did get them, so that is fair.
That's.
But
because I think we're gonna do it at Mania.
If you're gonna look at contender for transitional champions right now, I think
it does make
the
most sense.
Of the list.
I just don't think Triple H is in the transitional business.
But that's why you do it once. Like, you know, I don't want him to do it all the time, but every so often, a quick little transitional run isn't the worst thing in the world.
I hope you're right,
especially out of a ladder match, because there's only. Yeah, I love me ladder matches. They're
great. We're
going to
talk about one.
Yes, we are. Very soon. But, like, you didn't beat any. You beat somebody, but you didn't. Like, it's always
you beat them
that,
in the race up the ladder.
Yeah, but
you didn't 1-2-3 them or submit
them.
Yeah.
I didn't tap out. Like, so, I don't know.
All right, let's talk a little SmackDown.
Cool.
Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga.
Tama Tonga.
The debuting Tama Tonga. Of course, probably best known for his time with, the Gorillas of Destiny. Bullet Club.
Huh? 10 years over there in New Japan, I do believe.
New Japan Pro Wrestling. So Solo Sikoa appears to be taking over the bloodline. Yes. Here's my issue. Can I give you one?
Okay.
Because in my world, wins and losses matter.
I knew this is where you're going. I'm glad I have a different complaint.
That's fine. Solo Sikoa is in competition, at least from what I understand, 0-34 since his match with Mr. All Go, No Quit, Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, Peacemaker himself, John Cena. 0-34. In what world? And I know Solo Sikoa looks like he's constantly got a kidney stone.
Yeah, he always does look mad.
Yeah. Like, he looks like he's on the verge of passing it. It's not quite in the painful spot anymore, but it's still irritating half. I've never had a kidney stone, but I know people that have.
Yeah, me neither.
And you're surprising given all the Popeye drink. Thank the Lord.
Right.
But in what world, obviously, he could run roughshod over Paul Heyman. Anybody could run roughshod over Paul Heyman.
Buster agrees with you.
Buster's right. Yeah, Solo trying to take over the bloodline, Buster. I know. What a load of shit.
That's my enforcer right there.
And if someone is, and I hate that nickname because that belongs to somebody else. And if anyone thinks, well, you're just being unfair to WWE as usual. No, I complained about AEW plenty when we talked about it, didn't I? Yeah. Nitpicked the hell out of them segments.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you
did. So I was fair. In what world is Solo a credible threat to take over? Now, I know Roman's off, in kayfabe, he's on the island. He's rebuilding himself like Goku when they were on the damn planet about the battle. And he took 3 episodes to get out of that chamber thing. I remember, he's what I'm talking about? I know that in kayfabe, that's where Roman is.
He is really upset.
But Jimmy Uso is no slouch. Jimmy Uso is no slouch at all. None. Paul Heyman is the ultimate lion crafting no good son of a biscuit eating bulldog.
Buster.
I love that groan. I love that. What? I'm doing my job over here. You see me protecting this neighborhood? Be welcome.
Saving the world one bark at a time. That's why we call him Buster the Bruiser Dog.
And so, why? Now, I know Roman lost, so there's consequences, right?
Yeah.
Solo, you've been losing every second of every day since John Cena. You waking up and, your piss is losing. What's up, Buster? And then Tama Tonga comes in and gets a great reaction, not only live, which is wonderful, but nobody had the gall. What's up, Buster? How you doing, brother? Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Since not great, because he made me stop barking.
Not wonderful, actually, but I do like these feather rubs. I want your thoughts on that, and then I want your thoughts on this. AEW is chastised a lot for not properly building up new talent in terms of when they introduce them, because a lot of it is from New Japan and other and sometimes other less accessible promotions. You know, you have to dig a little harder, and they're giving a lot of flack for that sometimes. Mm-hmm. from fans and wrestlers and Bully Ray and people like that. So I want your thoughts on that, but start with me on this. Are you okay with Solo taking the bloodline hostage? Because I just think it lacks a little credibility when he's goose egg, 0-34.
It's fine. Winning matters now, not then. They never said it until now. Now winning matters. It's a whole new year. WrestleMania happened. Whole new year.
So you can be cheeks for a whole year.
Sure.
Cheeks.
Sure.
Flat cheeks.
Fine.
And that especially, here's another reason that chaps my ass. Because as a babyface, I kind of get that. The redemption arc. Oh my God, he finally did it. You know, a la John Cena and The Rock WrestleMania 29. You know, John Cena had the toughest year of his career, both personally and professionally. He came through and he beat The Rock at WrestleMania in the main event. Oh my God, what a hero. I can kind of buy the story. He's a heel. There's no redemption arc.
Fair, but that's not what he's going for. His redemption is taking over the bloodline, so there is a redemption arc. It's just healy because he's taking over the group like The Rock did.
And Roman Reigns can have one L with a lot of interference, with a lot of things that happened, and damn it, punished. He'll be crushed like Rusev.
Heel logic, buddy.
But you can lose 34 straight on your own.
Heel logic. Hypocritical. I'm right. Heel logic right there, buddy. It's good stuff.
But the great, but the best heels.
Are
the
right.
Best heels have a hint of truth in it. I can't find any
Maybe
truth
it
in
came
this.
Down from The Rock.
Well,
or the elders.
I always knew he was a dumb son of a bitch.
What if it was orders? He did say it was orders.
Orders from who?
We don't know. There may be a new tribal chief in town.
Well, Solo's trying to be the tribal chief.
Maybe. Or it's somebody else.
Or is Dwayne suddenly trying to be the tribal chief?
It's Dwayne. It's always going to come back to
Dwayne. I always knew he was a dumb son of a bitch.
Always going to come back to Dwayne.
Told you here first, folks. He doesn't know whether to scratch his ass or wind his watch.
And then Rikishi. It's Rikishi.
He did it for The Rock. All right, what are your thoughts on this segment?
It was cool. sorry, folks. No, I enjoyed it a lot. I like Tama Tonga a lot. Big fan. I like Solo Sikoa. I'm a bigger Tama Tonga fan. But sure. We haven't really got to see a lot of what Solo can do. So, I mean, It's not a bash on Solo. I liked it because I'm not one of those, who's this person? No one's telling me who this person is. Oh my God, who's this person? How am I supposed to react to this person? Motherfuckers, you have a phone that is a computer in your pocket.
Like this one.
And to not...
This one here.
To not see... Like I don't care. If I'm not sure, I'm going to pick up my phone and I'm going to Google it. It's okay. I like things.
Sure.
And so when I have questions about things that I like, I'm willing to move my thumb, type a couple words, and try to learn about it, right? Right? But yeah, that's too much to ask on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but it's totally fine on fucking Fridays? Sorry. Calling out the fucking hypocrisy right now.
It's cool on Mondays, too.
No one complained. And I don't want to hear from pundits that bitch about AEW doing this give the excuse, oh, we have computers in our pockets. Why isn't that the excuse in AEW? Why is Mercedes' original segment lambasted by certain pundits because there was no video package? The wrestling world knows a whole lot more people in the wrestling world know who Mercedes Moné is compared to Tama Tonga. Amen. Nothing against Tama Tonga.
Yep.
I'm a New Japan fan. I'm a Tama Tonga fan. He's a fucking monster. I mean, he's not built like a monster, but he's a beast. This is what pisses me off. This is the bullshit that pisses me off. And then when you leave me on hold for 2 hours and not answer my legitimate question, it pisses me off even more. Sure, I was just walking around warehouses and driving all day. Doesn't fucking mean you need to leave me on there for 2 hours when I have a legitimate question and I'm trying to fucking learn. It's bullshit. Yes, 85% of the time they're fair and impartial, but when they're not, it pisses me off. Because if that happened on Wednesday, if that happened last night, they'd have been all over it today. All fucking over it. Where's my video package? I don't know who this is. How am I supposed to react to this person? You're willing to do homework for WWE but not AEW? Cool. If you like something, you like something. And to sit there and to insinuate that fans aren't willing to do that, and I do believe me and Travis yelled about this once before in McCarthy Manor, if you're not willing to do the work, why are you a fan in the first place? If you're not willing to learn more about things that you claim to love and are a fan of, why are you a fan? You're not a fan. You enjoy it. You enjoy it. That's fine. But you're not a fan. You're a casual watcher. You're just when it's on, you'll watch it. That does, and I'm not trying to shit on people that watch wrestling that way. That's fine. But when you love something, you'll do the research.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, I don't know about you, McCarthy, but when I'm invested in something, wrestling-wise or otherwise, I go way too deep down the rabbit hole.
Fuck yeah, I do.
So, you know, we kind of have that in common.
Many times I read like 6 articles on X-Men 97 after I get done watching it, just to make sure I didn't miss something.
Just to, you know, it's whatever you're into and it's your passion. And of course, you and I are both passionate guys.
It's the greatest non-wrestling show on television right now.
How you doing, Buster? All right, Cody Rhodes gets off SmackDown, and there's going to be a tournament.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that tournament.
A tournament.
Another tournament. He likes his tournaments. Nobody makes fun of Triple H for that either.
Well, nobody makes fun of Triple H when Tony Khan does it.
Nope,
nobody makes fun of Triple H when he clearly takes a subtle veiled shot at the other company either, but that's on the Pat McAfee show.
Nope, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Well, I didn't know that's what that meant. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So what do you think of the tournament?
I like tournaments. It's fine. Cool.
I don't need another tournament.
No, I don't either, and I don't like it. I mean, like, I like tournaments, but...
We keep doing tournaments.
What are we doing? It's not even about the tournament. This makes me feel like you have no plan for Cody's title reign. Don't need a tournament for his fucking first title defense. Pick the best heel on the roster.
And let's go.
And let's go. Because that's what Cody needs to not get turned on by the crowd is a strong heel. Without Roman, we don't get what we got with Cody. Now, I'm not saying it has to be the level of Roman, but it needs to be a semi-dominant, strong heel. Each and every feud. That's why Austin's fell flat every time. That's why all the chasers fall flat, because they don't have those feuds in their runs.
In my estimation, because I think SmackDown is light on legitimate heels outside the Bloodline, if we want to go outside the Bloodline, which you could not, I would make the argument you should go down the Bloodline.
Probably.
Try. That would be, but if for some reason you're like, I don't want to go there yet, AJ Styles. AJ Styles is a legitimate heel right now.
But aren't him and LA Knight already wrestling each other for?
Yeah, I'm saying you could have just ended that feud or had it carry on after the. Because again, this I'm like you. I agree. We didn't have tournaments for the Roman's first challenger. We had a clear. I'm saying this, but Vince McMahon had a clear thought-out direction on where he was heading when for the first several months of Roman Reigns' run. I know that, you know, clear thought-out directions haven't been his strong point in a decade or two, but he had one there. And again, this is I don't want to make too much one segment, one night, one period, but this made my alarm bells go off. Because, as I said on this show a few weeks ago, what Triple H has done very well is take Vince's existing ideas and turn new pages and twist them. I've had trepidation in his ability to, can he make an idea that isn't Vince's, and can he get us, and I mean, it's unfair to say as invested as the Bloodline, but does he have a clear thought-out direction? And I'm not going to call him out of the game, but I thought Friday was strike one. Does that make sense?
Fair.
Because I made the point a few weeks ago that keep in mind almost every major angle happening on WWE television right now is something that started with Vince in some fashion or form.
Yeah.
And so, and great, good on Triple H for getting those angles to last so long and overall, for the most part, be entertaining. Props, credit, big time. But at some point, unless you're texting him secretly on the side, you got to. What's your idea? What's your plan? At some point, we have to kind of scrap his blueprints here. You know, if we're going into a new era, would you take it, big man?
Well, we'll see.
You take it. If we're going into a new era, if you got this.
I think he's got it. I just don't know.
If the crazy old coot is just that, a crazy old coot.
Well, like you said, it gives me trepidations that they didn't have a plan. It makes me nervous.
Because, again, as I said a couple weeks ago on this show, right now, all of the ideas that are major players on WWE television, as far as Raw and SmackDown goes, NXT is ran by Sean, all of them are branched out from Vince McMahon.
That's fair.
For as bad as everybody wants to think he is creatively these days, and again, I've always been honest about the fact that he's creatively past his sell date, but people that act like, oh my God, he hadn't had a good idea in two decades. That's just not true.
It's only been one.
And that's also not true, because the Bloodline was his.
It was all Paul Heyman, and you know it.
Well, he still signed off on the son of a bitch, and that's what matters. I'm not going to make too much of one segment. I'm not going to make too much of one week or even one month. This has got to be a well-drawn-out process for me to say, yep, I was right. He doesn't know shit about fuck. I'm not going to go there yet. I'm not going to make too much of it. I want to give him a fair and honest shot, but I thought, you know, kind of strike one on Friday with that.
I think that's fair.
How about that? I'm fair towards Hunter for a week.
I almost can't believe it.
All right. Any other thoughts on SmackDown? Yes.
That was so long ago.
And by the way, yes, I know that we've kind of skipped over Sheamus' return. There wasn't much to say, and I'm not in the business of...
It was a good return match. Like, I think we can say that.
Yeah, I think
there was
people
nothing
are,
bad about it.
People are all up in arms because he looks like he's put on some weight. You don't know what his
leave
health
that
is.
Fucking man alone.
You don't
I
know
hate
what
that
he
shit.
You don't know what he's been dealing with.
Yeah, leave the men, leave the women alone. You motherfuckers sitting in your mom's basement.
But I'm saying that's been the big talk. Look,
yeah,
he's,
I know.
Like,
I know.
Like you don't know the circumstances you know, of the call and
no,
how it went.
No. Unless you are someone's personal trainer, you have no fucking business discussing what their body looks like.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Like, because at least when I make a comment on what somebody's looking like with Pac earlier, I prefaced it with, I understand I'm not in the business of, like, I mean, if you're saying that, it's one thing, but I mean, these mouth breathers sit there and they go, oh my God, he's put on, who cares? Like, give him a couple of months, we'll see where we're at then. All right, we don't know if he just got cleared. We don't know the circumstances. Because things in wrestling, WWE can happen last minute. I mean, we found that out. Before we go to predictions, I want your thoughts on this.
Okay.
I forgot to throw it in. And then we'll go to predictions.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, we found out last
Stone Cold.
Week, couldn't come to a financial agreement with the WWE, and so The Undertaker was the last-minute replacement for that spot. We found that out, assuming that report is true. Again, we
assuming,
wanna,
yeah.
If that is the case, I'm a little disappointed in Steve. It's like, dude, it's a 30-second spot.
That's a lot.
Now,
got to go all the way from Texas to Pennsylvania.
Oh my God, they wouldn't charter a plane for you.
Gotta hide in a fucking closet so no one knows I'm here.
I mean, dude,
sounds
you
like
do
a lot
really?
Of work. Sometimes.
I know you're being a little facetious here. Or you, if
for,
that is
that's
true.
That's where AEW puts people. Put them in the closet. If, I mean, not really. Yeah. It's really a dressing room. It's labeled
but,
like electrical
but
closet
if that
or
is
whatever.
True, are you like me in the sense that you're surprised by that? Because I am. Yeah. I would think that given... You know, he has great respect for Dwayne. And
I want to say it's probably more than that. I'm sure numbers factored in, but we all know how...
Because to me, that sounds more like Hogan.
But we also know how particular Steve is.
About Stone Cold, yeah.
Yeah, and what he's going to be doing, and that's fine. I mean, it didn't make it worse. It almost made it better.
I mean, it worked out better for me.
I think it worked out ever better for everyone. I think it fits the story more because The Rock and Undertaker do truly have unfinished business. At the same time, The Undertaker was the locker room leader for 30 years. He is standing up for the locker room and shutting down the board member, the final boss, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Power's gone to your
so
head.
So it makes a little bit more sense. With sure, Rock and Austin had their great feud, but really, Undertaker and Rock never finished theirs. I don't remember it ever being... Big time Rock versus Undertaker. They had a couple matches together and that was it. If that. I don't remember them crossing paths that much. I think they just kicked him out of the corporation.
They
formed the corporate ministry in like a month.
They alluded on Twitter, both of them, that
Maybe one more.
You never say never. Now Undertaker did say on his podcast that WrestleMania 40 gave him a certain sense of closure on his career, on his in ring career.
Good.
And I hope that's the case. I think that's a very fleeting feeling for him.
Probably.
Because he said very similar things after WrestleMania 36.
That's true.
You know,
that was the finest chokeslam he's delivered in a long time. And I'm not saying that like he's delivered bad chokeslams when he's shown up.
Sure.
But
the one against Braun Breaker wasn't bad.
No,
the next
not at all. That shit was real good. Yeah, Braun jumped so high for that.
I'm a little surprised they couldn't come to an agreement, especially if it was financial based, it's like, put another zero on that
a little
puppy.
Bit, but I'm glad it was The Undertaker.
As
much as I thought it was going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I want to say I was the first person that said it because I had been saying it since February, I wasn't disappointed that it was Undertaker.
As you can imagine, I am thrilled as punch.
Oh, I know you were
that it was the Undertaker, and I lit up. I got that old goosebump feeling that
I did
that
too.
I crave,
actually,
I was reminded of why I miss him so much, and I wish that he'd do one more.
Right.
And I'll always want one more, even after he does one more, if that ever comes to pass. But man, I'd like one more. All right, but
hey, what's up, guys? Superman Onyx here. Russell Fit, one of the newest, baddest workouts out there right now. Now, yes, the word wrestling is in it, but you won't be wrestling. You won't be doing the headlocks or the slams or the spine busters that I do. Yeah. But what you will be doing is everything that we do to get ready to get in the ring, from kettlebell swings to slam balls to flipping tires to hitting tires to doing Olympic weightlifting movements. Guys, you don't want to miss out on this. Russell Fit is the way to go. Gives you a little bit of everything. I hope to see you soon.
I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I gotta. Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I gotta turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Who snatches up in front of you?
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah.
Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop talking to me a second. Put the jack in jackassery.
Shopping cart down a hill.
I'll do it.
I see it
now. I'll do it for free.
I certainly hope so, because I don't have the money to pay you for it.
Well, I mean, you could slide me a buck.
I could.
You cheap bastard.
Wow.
It's like SpongeBob meets Mr. Krabs over here.
Get back in.
I have a disability, I would hope. Aren't you my friend, or aren't you?
I don't want to ignore our dozen of fans. That would be terrible.
Our dozen of fans, I like it. We are humble.
It means,
but let's make
no
worries
exactly
for
the rest
of your days.
Burner barrel.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.